この前に立つと緊張しますね。today I'm going to be sharing in English. Hello, my name is Yezi, and I would like to share how God has been present in my life and how He revealed Himself to me in my life. I was born in Seoul, Korea, and when I was four years old, our family moved to Japan. My mom was a Christian, and she took me to church ever since I remember. I remember wanting to stay at home in the morning, but my mom would always take me to the church. When I was little, I think I attended church out of fear. I remember thinking I have to believe in God because I don't want to go to hell. I started to like going to church when I immigrated to Canada when I was 12. I arrived to Canada in the winter. It was minus 40 degrees and it was snowing. Adjusting to Canada was a little harder for me. Everyone looked different than me, and I had a hard time blending into friends and school. This is when I started to become active in going to church. I went to a Korean church, and that was where I made friends. Going to church became fun. I started to enjoy Bible study and learning about the Bible. I started to spend a lot of time at church. By the time I was in junior high, I wanted to get baptized. I accepted Jesus as my personal savior and received baptism. Even after I got baptized, I had moments of doubt. Am I really saved? Is God really real? But I continued to attend church because I enjoyed the fellowship. When I was in junior high, I don't exactly remember when, but my grandparents came to visit us from Korea. They stayed with us for several months. When they came to visit our family, we experienced God's miracle. My grandma was blind. She lost her sight when she was young. It was my dad's wish to fix her eye. When we were in Japan, my grandma tried several different treatments. When we were in Korea, my dad looked for treatment as well, but nothing worked. So at this point, he almost gave up on treating grandma's eyes. But before my grandparents were about to leave, my mom wanted our grandparents to receive prayer from our pastor. After receiving the prayer, my dad said, "Let's try one more time. Let's find an eye specialist here in Calgary and see if there is anything that we can do." So they went to an eye specialist and found out that grandma can receive a cornea transplant. After the surgery, my grandma was able to see from one eye. Through this experience, my dad believed that this was a gift from God. My grandpa and grandma also felt that this was a work of God. So my dad, my grandma, and my grandpa became a believer and received baptism. I was also amazed by what happened to my family. University years were the toughest years of my life. I did not know what I wanted to do, but I felt pressured to go into university anyway. From advice from others, I decided to go into actuarial science, which is insurance statistics stuff. But when I went into the program, I did not enjoy it at all. I dreaded going to school every day. I did not understand what my professors were talking about. My grades were awful. Since I did not enjoy school, I became more active in the church. I prayed to God to help me and give me strength to go through this tough time. In my second year of university, my brother and I got an internship position in an insurance company in Korea. My friend's dad arranged that for us. So we went to Korea for the summer. About second week into the internship, my mom called and told me that dad was sick and she wanted us to come home. She said it was not serious. My dad did not want us to come home because he was so happy that we had this opportunity at the insurance company. But my aunt told me that it was pretty serious and we have to go back. We found out that my dad was diagnosed with liver cancer. The doctor said he only had about 6 months to live. I still remember when I first saw my dad when we came back. He was in the hospital and in a hospital gown. He was really thin and looked very, very sick. My heart was frozen. I did not know how to react. I started to isolate in my room and go out with friends as much as possible. My mom was upset because I seemed to not care. Everyone at church was worried about our family. My pastor at the time told me that I had to prepare to say goodbye. He told me to tell my dad that I loved him. I did not know if I loved him or not. I did not know what love meant. I did not want to say it if I did not mean it. When I was praying and asking God about this, he gave me a verse in Malachi 4:2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. I felt that God wanted me to share this with my dad, so I did. He was laying in bed and I read him this passage and said, I love you. And my dad cried, hugged me and said he loved me too. My dad wanted our family to go to a trip together. He wanted to see his friends in California. It was strange because my dad did not have many friends, but when he was sick, he wanted to get connected to people again. So our family decided to go on a final trip together. My dad had to be in a wheelchair, but we got on a plane and we went. First destination was my dad's friend's house. He was a pastor. When we arrived, we had dinner together and went to his church next morning. My dad had a hard time staying awake. He looked so weak and I was sad. That night, I hugged him and said good night. And late that evening, he became unconscious. I was so scared. We called the ambulance and he was sent to hospital. He passed away that night. Our family called our pastor back in Calgary and told him about the news. When we got back to Calgary and came back home, our house was filled with our church members. They were all there to support us. Our church member took good care of us. They would bring meals to us and care for us. My youth pastor also helped us with all the paperwork. We felt very loved, and because of all their support, I was able to grieve and be comforted. I was able to witness Christ's love through our church members. My relatives that came for funeral was also surprised to see how much care we received from church. Even after my dad passed away, I was still struggling at school. At the end of third year, I could not take it anymore. I never enjoyed my study and my stress level were maxed out and I exploded. I went into my room and screamed and started to rip out my notes. And after that, I cried out to God. I said to him, people say that these years in our life is the best years of our lives, but if this is right, I cannot live anymore. If my rest of the years are worse than this, I don't have hope. I cried out to God and asked him to open doors for me to let me know why I have to live and what I have to live for. After a while, I was exploring what I wanted to do. I had an idea of going to China and learning Chinese, but I did not expect that to happen. I did not want to leave my mom alone. When I casually mentioned it to my mom, she encouraged me to go. She told me not to worry about her, so I decided to go to China through exchange program at school. China was a life-changing experience for me. I continued attending church in China, and I was surrounded by friends who were passionate about spreading the gospel and had vision to be a missionary someday. One time, I had an opportunity to help organize a spiritual retreat for Chinese students. I remember praying day and night for this retreat. I didn't have a choice not to pray because all our team would do is to pray. But in the process of preparing for this retreat, I experienced the Holy Spirit. I was filled with passion for God, and I experienced Him so clearly that I could not deny His existence anymore. After I came back from China, I finished my university year with God's grace. Come to think of it, my university years were a blessing in disguise. I was forced to learn to completely depend on God. People around me started to suggest me to go to Bible school. I thought about it and took some courses in Cochrane Seminary to see if it was a good fit. I actually enjoyed going to classes there, so I decided to go to a seminary in Toronto and study clinical counseling. I used to think that being a Christian limited my freedom. I felt I had so many restrictions being a Christian, but now I can say that it is the opposite. Knowing Christ gave me freedom, freedom from fear, freedom from limitation, and freedom from sin. I witness this every day in my life and also at my work at Wellspring, which is an addiction recovery program at Hope Mission. I witness people turn their lives over to Christ and experience joy and peace that comes from Christ. Jesus Christ is truly good news to all of us, and I look forward to experiencing even more of Him with my brother and sister in Christ at EJCC. Thank you.